Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
If things get dicey, we're in a banking crisis now, the declining value of the dollar, what will hold its value? Gold. You can buy it as an investment. I buy it really as insurance because it's the one thing that will have value forever. Good enough for Glenn Beck, good enough for you.
And like Glenn Beck, many of you, our listeners, have noticed the importance of gold in this economy. On your Uncommon Economic Indicators, the online project where you tell us stories and share photos and videos on how the economy is affecting your neighborhood, we've received several posts about the buying and selling of gold. Don Lee posted a link to the website sellyourgoldteeth.com. You can imagine what that says. Lisa wrote, I've been invited to 6 gold parties this month. You bring your old gold and someone appraises it and gives you cash on the spot. The host receives a fee or a percentage. Deirdre Trauma wrote, these gold jewelry parties in the Cranford Westfield area of New Jersey are all the rage. They work out nicely because instead of asking your friends to come to your house to buy something, they can bring over their old jewelry, like that old tricolored stuff from the 80s or those old big chains that never got worn. What they don't tell you is that you can get more money from the We Buy Gold shops than the parties. Aha. So the hot gold market is making it hard on another of our listeners, Nina Dinoff, who also posted on your Uncommon Economic Indicators. She told us, I am a jewelry designer. Today I went to my supplier on 47th Street, and they're out of many of the forms of gold that I need. They say it's because the manufacturers don't have enough orders to create the materials in bulk as they need to so that they don't have to wait until there's enough demand before they can create the supply. So the price of gold is at an all-time high, creating two distinct groups of people, the hoarders who buy bars and coins of gold and keep it in their homes, and sellers who are flocking to parties and websites and shops with their old jewelry, hoping to raise some cash. So here to talk about this today, we have Lisa Miller, religion editor at Newsweek, who also wrote about the recent rush to buy gold in her article, Cash in a Mattress, No Gold in the Closet. And we also have Joe Mirsky, a jeweler in Pompton Lakes, and one of the very first people to post to our Uncommon Economic Indicators. He also wrote in about gold. Joe, Lisa, welcome to WNYC.
Thanks, Brian.
Thanks, Brian. Pleasure to be here.
And here's another clip. This is an ad from Fred Thompson with some economic advice.
Our country is experiencing the worst economic crisis since the Great Depression. Stocks and real estate have lost much of their value, and government is spending trillions of dollars in a desperate attempt to bail us out. In these tough times, I believe that you should own gold. Gold offers diversification, so all your eggs aren't in one basket. And gold is one of the few investments that have gone up every year since 2001.
All right. If you trust Fred Thompson, then you may want to go out and do that right away. If not, maybe not. Lisa, are people investing in gold because of their fear of desperate attempts, as it was put, to stimulate the economy? They fear the worst?
They certainly were in February, March, when I wrote this story. I mean, people were really, there was a run on especially physical gold. You know, investors have always bought and sold gold on the market, right? But that's different than plunking down $100,000 for a gold bar and taking it home to your suburban house in New Jersey and putting it in a safe in your basement. And that's what our story for Newsweek was about. You know, these people who were putting physical gold in their basement or digging holes in their backyard and putting physical gold in there in the event of a calamity.
Sephora in Woodmere went to a gold party, right, Sephora?
Yes, I did. Hi, Brian.
Hi. What was it like?
It was about a dozen people there, and then there were two appraisers, kind of like amateur appraisers. I think that they were just trained, you know, they had a couple of little tools. And the host got $150 toward food for the party and $20 for each person who sold $200 or more worth of gold.
And what did you get out of this?
Mine came out to like $210. My mom was very upset with me for going because she had just sold her gold at a jewelry store and made like $800 or $900. She was like, you're throwing money away because these people take a big cut off of it. They told me that they were paying 80%, you know, of the value of it. But I said, it's the same as going to a handbag party or a jewelry party or anything like that where you buy something that you don't really want to support your friend. So I gave her 40 bucks. That's so, the way that I looked at it.
Well, that's nice. You gave and you got. Joe Mirsky, did Sephora do the best thing here in her economic interest with the gold she was selling?
No.
Well, I only have personal knowledge of one gold buying party. A guy came into the store, actually sold his gold to me, and he subsequently went out on his own, and he told me he pays a couple dollars a penny weight less than I do. So that's the only personal knowledge I have.
Yeah. Lisa Miller, did you report on this enough to have a sense of that?
Well, I actually, because I knew I was coming on the show, I talked to John Nadler, who's one of the most prominent gold analysts in North America. He works for Kitco this morning, and he said, you know, the gold parties, they take, as your listener said, about 20% of a cut, which is a lot. He said you shouldn't sell gold for less than 5 to 8% of the spot price that day, and it's easy to find the spot price that day online.
Anyone else been to a gold party out there? Call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 433-9692. And Sephora, at least you had some fun, right?
I did have fun. And look, otherwise it would have sat in my jewelry box. I wasn't going to go out and hunt down a jewelry store for 200 bucks.
Thanks.
But for people who need it, I guess they should go to a store and not to a gold party.
Okay, thanks a lot. You talk about, Lisa, in your article, the possibility of a gold bubble developing, since the price of gold often goes down when the stock market goes up. Is that already happening now that the stock market is, the Dow is back to 9,000?
Well, gold is sort of in the doldrums these days. It's trading between 905, 960, hasn't done much. In March, it went up over $1,000 an ounce, which was, you know, a very, very high price, maybe the all-time high price. I think it shows that, you know, people are still interested in gold. Nadler this morning said that gold is still somewhat high, but because all of the other economic indicators are coming back, gold isn't spiking the way it was in the winter.
Lanvi in Fleetwood, you're on WNYC. Hi, Lanvi.
Hi. I find that these gold parties are less of an indicator than just sort of the American market catching up to what Asians have always done pretty much our lives. My girlfriend and I, every time, as young as we can remember, we'd get gold for birthdays and Lunar New Year. And it's every so often, if it gets too old, we go to our Chinatown gold jeweler and have them weigh and find the spot price, as your guests have said. It was really easy. All jewelry stores have that. And they weigh it in and negotiate on the price. So you get it. You get for the best value possible. Very simple. You don't have to seek anywhere, just any city, Chinatown.
Ah, there you go. Lanvi, thank you very much. American culture catching up with Asian culture when it comes to gold, says Lanvi in Fleetwood. Joe, let me get your comment on another clip. This is from a report on CNBC about the gold party craze.
Move over, Tupperware. As gold prices toy with $1,000 an ounce, women are scouring their jewelry boxes.
Now we'll see how much my ex-husband spends on me.
So, Joe, you say on your website that just because gold is $900 an ounce doesn't mean you're going to get $900 if you sell your ounce of gold.
No, because people come in and they say, I have an ounce of gold. I'll get $900. But you have 14 karat gold. And 14 karat gold is 14/24 gold, or 58.3% gold. But you're going to sell it at 13.5 karat gold, because that's probably what it is.
To the woman in the clip, she won't really find out how much her ex-husband spent on her.
No, no. It just goes, has nothing to do with what you pay for it. It just goes for the scrap value of the metal. That's it.
Jimmy in Manhattan, you're on WNYC. Hi, Jimmy.
Hey there. I had a question. I'm interested to know what happens to this gold once it's purchased at these neighborhood parties. I'm assuming it has to be, melted down, processed, turned into some sort of bars of bulk gold, and then does it wind up in the hands of a bank? Who's paying who for all of that? And do the expenses of all this stuff make it worth the time everybody's spending, handing their gold off to each other.
All right. Lisa Miller, what's the natural history of gold once it leaves the gold party?
I I think I can answer part of this question. I mean, it does get turned into scrap for making things like jewelry. One of the problems is right now that as one of your early clips said, the demand internationally for jewelry, for gold jewelry, is way down. Even in India, which is the greatest consumer of jewelry, has become more of a jewelry exporter than a jewelry importer. So there's a kind of static market there for gold scrap.
Hey, can I comment on
ahead.
That?
Joe, yeah. Real quick.
It gets sold to a refiner ultimately. And a refiner turns it into gold bars, mill products, whatever, which gets sold to whoever's making their gold coins or jewelry or whatever.
All right. Joe Mirsky, a jeweler in Pompton Lakes, New Jersey, one of the very first people to post to our Uncommon Economic Indicators page. Lisa Miller, editor at Newsweek, who wrote about the recent rush to buy gold in her article, Cash in a Mattress, No Gold in the Closet. Thank you both very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Brian.
And thanks to the various ones of you who posted to our Uncommon Economic Indicators project about your gold parties. We're still collecting your uncommon economic indicators about anything going on in this economy right now. Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show.